Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Tmura, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hei. The Elohein, Hanisrafim. These are the things that have to be burnt. Chametz bePesach, Yisarev, Chametz and Pesach has to be burnt. Maybe you remember from Masechta Pesachim, what the Batnur reminds us over here is that this would be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that by Noiser, by Kachem after the deadline, the Torah says don't leave it over. And if you leave it over, you have to burn it. So by Chametz also. Not supposed to leave it over, and if you leave it over, you have to burn it. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is like the chacham that you can destroy chametz in any way, and you're still yotzei the mitzvah. Although the halacha is like the chacham that you can destroy chametz in any way, but our minig is to burn it, as I state in the paiskim, because some are concerned for the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who holds ein bir chametz elas reifa. Now, next item on the list. You know that truma goes to a kohen, whether it's Torah, whether it's tamei. The difference is that if the truma is tahar, it's eaten by the kohanim. If it's tameh, you also give it to the kohen, and the kohen has to burn it, although, as we'll soon learn, he can have hanah from it as he's burning it, like he can use it for a fire fuel or to light up his lamp. But it has to be burnt. So a truma tameh is the second item on the list over here. Chametz bePesach is one, truma tameh is two. Third item on the list that has to be burnt, v'ha'arla. Actually, we have three and four over here, v'ha'arla, v'klai ha'kerem. Arla means fruits that grow on a tree during the first 3 years after it was planted. Klai ha'kerem, klaim is a mixture. Kerem means a vineyard. You're not supposed to plant grains or vegetables mixed up, either inside or near a kerem. If you do, the Torah says you can't have any hanah from what grows there. And our Mishnah is telling us that it has to be burnt. By Klai HaKerem, we dash it from the Pasuk that it has to be burnt, and Arla is learned from Klai HaKerem. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Es shedarke lisaref yisaref. The type of Arla or Klayim, that the normal thing to do is to burn it, like it's dry food, that should be burnt. Yes, shedarke lekaver, you cover. But the type that's usually buried, like liquids, or the juice of fruits, how do you burn it? So that has to be buried. Now really, if you have a big enough fire and you pour some mashkin, the tamashka will evaporate, but it's not the normal thing to do. So the Mishnah is telling us, do it the normal way. Eshedar keli saref, like dry things you saref, burn. Eshedar keli kaver, you kaver, liquids are buried. You pour it into the earth, buried, pour it into someplace where it drains down. Vaitra says the Mishnah, umadliken bepas ubeshemen shaltrum. The kohen can fuel a fire with his bread of truma tameya, or light his lamp with the oil of truma tameya. And basically what the Mishnah is telling us is that truma tameya is a little bit different than the other things on the list. Most of the items that we learned over here in the previous Mishnah that have to be buried, and in this Mishnah that have to be burnt, are asur banah. As a matter of fact, that's the reason. Primarily, there are some drushes, some sukkim, that we want to burn it. We want to bury it. With Truma Temeya, we learn from the Pasuk Enechanami, it has to be burnt, but you could have Hana as you are burning it. And that's learned from the Pasuk. Vani hine nesati lecha es mishmeres trumoisai. Chazal darshin, trumoisai means there are two types of trumois, Truma Tahir and Truma Temeya. And on both of them, the Pasuk says, nesati lecha, I have given it to you. Meaning to say that even Truma Temeya was given to the Kayan. You can use it for fire fuel, you can use it to cook, and so on. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that Chametz and Pesach has to be burnt, Truma Temeya has to be burnt, although the Kohen can have Hana as he's burning it. Klai HaKerem, Peres Ola, Asur Bechila, and Behana. And those types of things, like dry foods, you would burn, and the mashkim, the juices, are buried.